In France, people used to conclude their letters where we would write sincerely, they would write adieu. Now, adieu, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, means I commend you to God. And that's from the idea D-E-U-X, or similarly phonetic words, refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the French, Germanic, etc. languages. So they used to sign adieu on their letters, and that meant I commend you to God. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, in his Sefer Urim Betumim on Simen Chaf Zayin in Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat, writes that it's forbidden to write adieu at the end of a letter, because people, when they finish reading their letters, very often they'll throw them in the garbage, and then what's going to happen is that if they have a letter that says adieu in it, then they're going to end up throwing into the garbage a letter with the name of Hashem written in it, and that would be a tremendous bizayon for the Shem Hashem. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says that the minhag was that people used to write adieu in their letters, and he says that's why bedafka that there were so many yisurim and saris for Klal Yisrael in those localities where they used to write letters that way, because they were mevaseh the Shem Hashem, because adieu is a Shem Hashem, diu is a Shem Hashem. It's the French or German way of referring to God or to Ribbono Shel Olam, and because they were mevaseh the Shem Hashem by throwing it in the garbage or causing it to be misbazeh by signing it on their letters, therefore they suffered many tzaros. That's what Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz writes. And the assumption that Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz makes is that the Shem Hashem in a foreign language is the same thing as the Shem Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh. And so, for example, nowadays in America, so in France, so Diu would be the Shem Hashem, and in America, God is the Shem Hashem. So according to Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, and then any time that a person is writing God right on a piece of paper, so L'cha'ora, if that paper is going to ultimately be thrown out, he is causing a tremendous bizayon for the Shem Hashem. Now, the question about the status of the Shem Hashem in a foreign language actually has very wide-ranging ramifications. There are a number of areas of halacha where this question arises, and the reason that I'm bringing it up on Sanhedrin Daf Nunvav is because of the discussion of Mekalel Es Hashem. In order for a person to be Mekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he has to be Mekalel the Shem Hashem. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about whether this applies only to the Shem HaMiyuchad or whether it even applies to Kinuyim, Kinuyim being other ways of referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one might differentiate between different types of Kinuyim, some of which are more stringent and others which are more lenient. So there's a discussion about a Ben Yisrael who's Mekalel Es Hashem with one of the Kinuyim. Is it considered to be Kilel Es Hashem or not? There's a discussion about Ben Noach, who's Mekalel Es Hashem with one of the Kinuyim. Again, is it considered to be Kilel Es Hashem or not? There's a discussion that Rabbi Chananel and the Ran bring down from the Yerushalmi about leaving aside death penalty for Kilel Es Hashem. There's a halacha that a person who hears a Kilel Es Hashem has to tear kriya. That's also in the Mishnah, that Beis Din would tear their clothing when they heard the aid pronounce what he heard. So the question is, let's say that there is a Kilel Es Hashem with a kinoy, so let's even assume that there's no death penalty. The Yerushalmi is mesupik whether there's a chiyuv kriya or not. Perhaps Kilel Es Hashem with just a kinoy is not even sufficiently severe to require us to tear kriya. So in all three of those cases, there is a discussion about whether kinoy is considered the same as the Shem Hashem, or whether the kinoy is not considered the same as the Shem Hashem. And we seem to paskin that when it comes to chiyuv misa, kinoy is not the same as the Shem Hashem, but when it comes to kriya, the kinoy is the same as the Shem Hashem. There are a number of areas of halacha, I just want to list them off very quickly, where this shaila arises. And just as we found in our sugya that there's a difference between chiyuv misa and the chiyuv kriya, that in order to be mechayev a person misa, you dafka need the shem aleph dalet nun yud or yud kei vav kei, as opposed to by kriya where even kinuyim such as elokim and shakai and tzvakos etc. are sufficient. So too in other areas of halacha we might distinguish between what we call the shem hamiyuchad or the shemos hamiyuchados, meaning aleph dalet nun yod and yod kei vav kei, and the other kinuyim, which include Elokim, Shakai, Tzivakos, and perhaps even the Shem Hashem in a foreign language. What are those areas of halacha? So two of them for sure are already mentioned in our sugya. One of them is the Isser to be mazkir Shem Shemayim Levatala. If a person says Hashem's name for no significant reason, so that displays a lack of Yiras Hashem. It says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you're supposed to fear and be in awe of Hashem. And when a person is in awe of somebody or of something, so he doesn't mention that thing's name. If a person has true awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to mention the Shem Hashem. So the question is, does this apply even to Kinuyim, or does this only apply to the Shemos HaMiyuchados? So again, this is a discussion. The Rambam seems to say that it only applies to the Shemos HaMiyuchados, and there's a discussion, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a kasha in Tshuvas Chafhei. He says, what do you mean Shemos HaMiyuchados? There's only one Shem HaMiyuchad, that's Yod Kei Vav Kei, or Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. There's only one Shem, it's a Kri and a Ksiv. It's written Yod Kei Vav Kei, and it's read Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, and it's all one Shem, it's a Kri and a Ksiv. But one way or another, that's a Shem HaMiyuchad. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger says, what does the Rambam mean by Shemos HaMiyuchados? There's only one Shem HaMiyuchad, and the Rambam seems to restrict the Isser of saying the Shem Shemayim Levatala B'davka to that Shem HaMiyuchad. However, I think some Achronim who write footnotes on Tshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eger point out that the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema seems to say that there are a larger number of Shemos HaMiyuchados, meaning that any Shem of Hashem which is not allowed to be erased, not allowed to be destroyed, is considered for some purposes a Shem HaMiyuchad. This doesn't extend to all kinuyim, it extends only to some kinuyim. So it seems, again, that when it comes to the Isser of being Maskir Shem Shemayim Levatala, of being over on Yiras Hashem, so there's three different Madrigos. There's the Shem HaMiyuchad, and then there's the kinuyim which can't be erased, and then there's the other kinuyim. Let's move on from here to another area. Let's talk about bracha levatala. Let's say a person is making a bracha, so he can make a bracha with the Shem Hashem in Hebrew. He can make the bracha with the Shem Hashem in English or with the Shem Hashem in French. So the question is, and he can make a bracha with the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, he can make a bracha with a kinui. So the question is, when is it considered a bracha levatala? When is it considered not a bracha levatala? For the Rambam, interestingly, a bracha levatala is much more severe than just mentioning the Shem Shemayim levatala. Meaning, if a person were to mention, just decide out of the blue to say the Shem Hashem, it's a severe isser, but not a super severe isser. However, when a person says a bracha levatala for the Rambam, that's a super severe isser. That's the same type of isser as swearing in vain with the Shem Hashem. And that's a much more severe isser. So when it comes to the isser of bracha levatala and making a shvua, taking an oath with the Shem Hashem, the Rambam seems to say that even the Shem Hashem in a foreign language is sufficient. So again, when it comes to just being mazkir Shem Shemayim Levatala, he passively, let's say according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, restricts the Isser only to the Shem HaMiyuchad. However, when it comes to making a bracha Levatala or making a shvua b'Shem Hashem, so there the Rambam seems to expand the Isser to include not only the kinuyim that are forbidden to be erased, but even all kinuyim and even all Shemos of Hashem in a foreign language. So again, you have that same chiluk. Just like in our Gemara, there's a chiluk between the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv to be korea begadim. So too, in the Rambam, there's a chiluk between just mentioning the Shem Shemayim levatala and between making a bracha levatala and making a shvua b'shem Hashem. And this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's assertion. When it comes, let's say, to the Isser, the other thing that we discussed in our Gemara, which is that it's forbidden to be mochik the Shem Hashem. It says, v'ibadtem eshema min ha-makom ahu, that there's a mitzvah to destroy any remembrance of Avodah Zarah. V'ibadtem eshema, you're supposed to destroy the name of Avodah Zarah. But lo sason kein l'Hashem Elokeichem, you're not supposed to destroy the name of Hashem your God. So therefore, there's an isser to erase the Shem Hashem. So the question is, does this only apply to the Shem HaMiyuchad, or does this even apply to Kinuyim, or does this even apply to the Shemos of Hashem in a foreign language? So this seems to be a machlokes between the shach and the bach. The shach, which Rabbi Kiva Iger accepts, seems to assert that it is only forbidden to destroy the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMiyuchad, or at least Shemos in Lashon HaKodesh. It is not forbidden to destroy the name of Hashem that's written in a foreign language. So in other words, that according to the Shach, against Rabbi Yonas and Eibshitz that we mentioned originally, it would be permitted to throw out a letter that's signed Adieu, because Adieu is just a reference to Hashem in French. French is not Lashon HaKodesh. It's not the Shem HaMiyuchad. So therefore, it's permitted, L'cha'ora, to destroy the Shem Hashem under such circumstances. But the Bach, and as we saw, Rabbi Yonas and Eibshitz, both seem to say that that is not the case, that it's usur even to destroy the Shem Hashem when it's written in a foreign language. And there's a number of other areas of halacha where this shaila comes up. Exactly, is it forbidden or permissible to destroy, to do something with the Shem Hashem in a foreign language in the same way that it's forbidden with the Shem Hashem in Lashon HaKodesh? So just halacha l'maisa, until one clarifies this matter, it would seem that a person shouldn't just for no reason at all say no God, because l'chora that's a mention of the Shem Hashem, even if it's in a foreign language. There are many poskim who say that to say the Shem Hashem even in a foreign language is forbidden. It's a chisaron in Yiras Hashem to say the Shem Hashem in foreign language. If you really were in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't refer to him even in English. And not only that, but also people shouldn't write the letters G-O-D on a paper, because if that paper is going to be thrown out, Rabbi Yonas and Eibshitz says that it's going to be a tremendous bizayon for the Shem Hashem. Even G-O-D is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in English, and such a bizayon is something which we shouldn't happen. It's a simen, it causes anios, it causes poverty. So therefore, until one investigates this, ask your local rabbi. So one shouldn't mention, you know, God. One shouldn't write God on a paper. That's a Shem Hashem, and it's a chisaron and yiras Hashem, or it's a bizayon for the Shem Hashem. Obviously, the shach would be matir it. Very quickly, though, what exactly is the lamdos that lies behind this? I just want to make a preliminary analysis. Essentially, there are certain times when a name, right, actually defines and identifies a person. Meaning, there's a parallel between the letters of a name. Those letters evoke certain concepts, and those concepts are concepts which, to a greater or a lesser extent, capture the essence of the object or the person which the syllables are being used to refer to. So when we talk about the Shem HaMiyuchad, Yod Kei Vav Kei, or Aleph Dalid, Nun Yod, we're going to assume that those syllables, either those consonants, or those consonants plus those vowels, perhaps better than any other set of syllables or any other set of consonants, defines the essence of Ribbono Shel Olam, defines the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we in areas where we require to make a reference that particularly has a tremendous affinity and parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so those areas would require dafka, the Shemos HaMiyuchados. There are other areas, though, that are much more dependent upon a person's bringing forth some sort of a rebellious thought in his mind. Or perhaps it simply requires a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person to invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not necessarily to invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of the precise minutiae and detail that are connoted by the four-letter Shem HaMiyuchad, but the idea is a person simply has to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the discussion, and that already is sufficient. And perhaps in those areas, Kinuyim and Shemos Belaz are going to be considered the same as the Shem Hashem. And I think there's, again, this is just a preliminary idea. In Shavuos Daf Lamed Daled, the Gemara is going to have a much lengthier discussion about the precise definition of what is the Shem Hashem for the purposes of Mechika and for the purposes of Shavua. And Mirz Hashem there will discuss it more. But for now, we've so far saw in terms of Kilas Hashem for Chiyav Misa, Kilas Hashem for the Chiyav Teter Kriya, for the purposes of Mazkir Shem Shemayim Levatala, of Bracha Levatala, and of Mechikas Hashem that's written in a letter. And in those five areas, the basic shaila is, do we require dafka the shema yuchad for a person to be over the iser, or is it sufficient to be over the iser with the seven, you know, major kinuyim, with the other minor kinuyim, or perhaps even with the shema Hashem in a foreign language?